Task 4. Harry, Alex and Jenny are watching an online debate about competitive gaming to learn more about designing multiplayer games. Listen to the debate and answer the questions below. Please note that you do not need to answer in complete sentences. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 2 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for watching Debate Derby. I'm your host, Peter Hamilton, and today our much-requested motion is as follows. Competitive gaming is not a sport. On the proposition is Victor Yu, the director of the Center for Addiction Prevention. On the opposition side is Joanna Ng, the famous top-earning player of the online game Underlook. Victor, let's have you start us off.
Thank you. I have 3 points to guide my argument today, and the first has to do with defining sport. Sport should be a competition involving physical activity. That means moving our bodies, our muscles, moving around and working up a sweat. Simply moving your fingers across a keyboard doesn't count as a sport, because if it did, the game of chess would have been declared an Olympic sport long ago. But it hasn't been, and many other games also have not, because of one simple reason. Sport improves our health, which is an important part of doing it. Moving one's fingers and eye muscles don't do anything for our health. And in fact, playing games is unhealthy if done too often. My second point is that addiction to video games is as real as addiction to substance abuse. Playing too many video games can get you addicted to them. And many young people coming to our centre have severe addiction to video games. They exhibit withdrawal symptoms when stopped from playing them, becoming extremely anxious and unable to control their emotions. Finally, playing games so often means that these people damage their abilities to socialise because they limit themselves to an indoor lifestyle. They only meet people online and never meet people in person. They lack opportunities to practice speaking in person. What I mean is, they don't talk or socialise with their friends face to face anymore. I've seen conversations in online games, and most cannot be considered meaningful. People online just play a game with each other and then say goodbye. In the long term, these gamers will gradually lose both the ability and intention to interact with people in person. Evidently, these are extremely harmful effects to gamers, and go against the core principle of sports being physically beneficial. Therefore, the motion must stand.
Thank you, Victor. Next up is Joanna Ng of the opposition. Joanna, if you'd please.
Thanks, Peter. I'll jump right into it. I find there are severe flaws in the proposition's arguments, mainly due to a lack of understanding of video games. I also have 3 points in response. First of all, there are striking similarities between the requirements for esports and traditional sport. They both require quick reactions and physical coordination. You cannot simply compare video games to chess, which is not played at a high speed. We are coordinating our fingers instead of our arms and feet, like ball game players. But a high level of skill is still needed. To play at a professional level, gamers require determination and discipline. Professional players see the game as their job and are not playing merely to have fun. In fact, many do not have fun playing the game they are best at because they have to practice it many hours a day. Which brings me to my next point. Esports is much more than just a few gamers playing at home. The support network of professionals that exists for traditional sport exists for esports. Esports teams have managers and coaches. There's a huge industry around esports as well. In recent years, esports exploded into mainstream popularity. They have become so popular that tournaments of the hottest games attract millions of viewers. Finally, it would be wrong to assume that gamers are antisocial and do not socialize with friends outside of the game. Video games bring people with similar interests together. It gives them something common to share or talk about. People with common interests. Actually, most esports teams have their players live in the same house, sponsoring their living expenses so that players become closer to their teammates and learn how to cooperate with them. Even when professional gamers are at home, they are live streaming online. On their live streams, they have to entertain thousands of their viewers. Many players complain that they never have any alone time. Anyway, I hope my points have shown you why esports should be seen as legitimate sport and why today's motion must not stand. Thank you.
That is the end of Task 4. You now have 2 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.